Hey guys, what's up? Today, welcome to the Radcast. Today, with me is Caleb and Aiden.
Hi, man.
Yes, sir. What up?
And we're in Miss Slider's class, doing nothing as normal. And I felt like putting out yet another Radcast episode.
Oh, fuck. They burnt my
cookie. The topics of today. That was very disrespectful. You know, let's talk a little bit about respect, you know? You know how Jesus said, respect your neighbor? I feel like...
Dude, this sounds like one of them blogs that you do on, like, one of those episodes.
Christian blog.
Like, this sounds like a Christian blog.
Respect thy neighbor.
Freaking nuts.
Hey, stop.
Sit over.
Stop.
I want to sit over here with you.
Okay. I don't even know if they can hear us.
Can they hear us?
Come back.
But it's, remember, you got to respect thy neighbor. That's what Jesus said. And that's very important to me.
And what Jesus says goes.
Yes. You know why? Because Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus.
Next topic.
No more Jesus.
So, how was your day?
Very sweaty.
Really?
Yes.
What have you been doing to get sweaty? Exercise?
No.
Maybe it's
something
just...
much worse. Something that doesn't correlate with the Jesus plan. Premarital.
What the heck? Don't you dare put that foul name on me.
You know...
I don't even hold hands before we marry.
Before you marry?
Disgusting.
Man. I don't even kiss on her cheek.
I feel like
pre-marriage, before marriage.
I don't even look her in the eyes before marriage.
You know what? I don't even.
I hope you guys are getting this.
You know what? I don't even date before marriage.
You know what, bro? I don't even walk next to a girl before marriage.
You know these boys are
gay before marriage.
Hey. You know what?
I beat you. I went on it.
Hey.
Say no. Homer before marriage.
These boys are obviously following you, the Lord, God. These boys are good boys. They're very religious, you can tell.
We should go to heaven.
They should go to heaven.
God, if you're listening, please send us to heaven.
They want
to
go to heaven.
Straight to heaven.
And they did not want to go to hell because you know what? Hell?
What the hell is hell?
I feel like all the Fortnite players go to hell.
What the hell is hell? Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Can we go back to that?
Isn't it like, Chuck E. Cheese?
Isn't it like torture for the rest of your life?
Isn't a big public pool at Busch Gardens?
Ooh,
that could be
sounds like hell.
Like, imagine like
losing
doing
your
that.
Parents because they went off to go somewhere and they took your little brother
exactly.
And you just
that's
got
what
lost
it is.
On the water slide.
It's a big Walmart that never ends, and your parents will never find you.
And you're stuck
that's
at
for the rest of eternity.
And you're stuck at the aisles with all the towels, and you don't even like towels?
Dude, you can't
you're
even...
sitting in line for an amusement park ride, and you wait in that line for eternity.
Or
like the only person
or
in my family
the friends
like,
on your really, podcast
like,
keep on interrupting you.
I'm gonna be, like,
or your
say,
name
like,
is George Nutt.
Like, story time.
That
real
is
quick.
Its own personal hell. Story time.
Story time.
So,
story time.
So this one time, you know, so nobody else has gotten lost in my family. My brother, he's always been with my family and everything.
That's good.
I've gotten lost 4 times. And twice in the same store. You know how dumb
what
that
store?
Is?
Walmart?
No, you know like the what is it called?
Speak up.
The canoe place.
Ah.
Canoes. Canoes. No, so like I
canoe
get
trips.
Lost.
We
I
need
get
a canoe
lost.
Trip.
We do need a canoe trip.
What is it called?
Academy.
No.
PetSmart?
It's sort of like Academy.
Dick Sports.
No.
Dick.
No, what's the store next to Dick Sports?
Oh, yeah, right the, like the attached
Balls.
One, that new one.
Yeah, that attached one.
You get it? You know what the store next to
it's
Dick
like a Gander
Balls.
Mountain.
You guys can't see, but I just dabbed.
He dabbed after he said
anyway,
he
so I got lost, right? And like
uh-huh.
In this
Did
Dick
you
store. I'm talking here, mister. So, you know, like, it's like, it was like this two-story, like, you know, big mall,
yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
It was one little store, and I got lost, right? And then, like, I got found by this magician. This is going to sound really
A
crazy.
Real magician?
A real magician.
Like a wizard?
So he pulled out.
Was it a wizard?
It was a fucking wizard.
Did
I love.
He had a beard. Sword
freaking
wizard
confirmed.
A freaking
this podcast
wizard.
Is through the roof right now.
There is.
We support all wizard rights. All wizards deserve to have the same rights.
Anyway, he pulled out
what
some,
the
like,
frick are you doing in our
I'm
studio?
Sorry.
Wait, say nothing. Do we need to know you're up and root? Do we need to?
No, we need you to finish your story, young man.
All right, listen, we're running out of time.
All right, we have all the time in the world. I give viewers regardless of how long it is.
Alright, so. Got lost, right? Got found by a wizard. And then the wizard, like, pulled some like crazy balls out. Like, you know, the light up balls? And they're like, they put me behind the ear and they're like, behind the freaking ear. And they're like, whoa, did the podcast just shut off?
No, it's still going.
All right, anyway. So, you know, he was like, hey, I found this behind your ear. And I was like, dude, it's fucking amazing.
That is crazy.
And then, you know, he pulled another one out and it pulled out my pocket. And I was really scared.
That's weird. He pickpocketed the light out of your pocket.
But I was only 4. All I had was my Power Rangers in my pocket. And then, but to be honest with you, now I look back on it, I didn't find those Power Rangers again.
He stole your dang Power Rangers.
Anyway, this is
a wizard
story.
Stole your Power Rangers. All right, story time. So one time, I was sitting in my house, and I was playing Roblox.
Yeah.
And a girl texts me, and she texts me, click this link for free.
I love it when that happens.
Said free boobies if you click the link. So I clicked the link and I clicked it, right? And it took me to this page where it said I had to take a survey.
I love surveys. They're
exactly.
So much fun.
So I sat there and I did the survey, and you know what it was?
Did the school?
It was my uncle this entire time.
So did you get to see his boobies?
Yes. They were very nice. All right, story time, George.
Okay, one time
my uncle molested me.
I was in Colombia, right? That's your And my friend, he said, let's hang out. And I'm like, yeah. He lives like 20 miles away.
Freaking
like,
20 miles.
Let's do something, you know?
I'm living 20 miles
and like,
away, bro.
He's like, let's go on a trip. And guess what? We went on a trip. Guess where we went?
Where?
The jungles of Colombia.
Freaking jungle.
We went to the airport like the with him and his dad. And apparently, his dad's brother was in charge of the Air Force Base there.
Air Force.
The Colombian Air Force Base. So, we got on the presidential plane, got a tour.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the next plane. We got a tour at the airport, right? And then we went on a plane, and we flew somewhere in the jungle. We saw people coming back from some Colombian drug war or something.
I ain't gonna lie, George sounds like a kindergarten explaining a story.
That's the point. That's
then,
my character.
And then
we saw pigs. We saw pigs in Colombia.
Pigs.
Yep, it was pretty rad. And then we went on another plane and went to this place and we climbed on airplanes.
Airplanes.
It was actually sick. This is going to be the longest episode.
It was rad.
Ooh. Put it here.
Good job.
Radcast.
And yeah. And then what happened next? When we flew home and my mom didn't even know where we were. We went like 200 miles.
200.
It was insane day.
200 going miles.
Oh, after we got back to Bogota.
Bogota.
We went to Burger King.
What's Bogota?
The capital of Colombia.
Next to Burger King. Keep up here.
Isn't Burger King the capital of Colombia?
No. You're wrong.
Isn't capital of Burger King?
Yes. What? Okay. But yeah, we had Burger King. I got the chicken sandwich.
Oh my gosh.
You had a chicken sandwich for lunch today.
I did have a chicken sandwich for lunch.
That's a coincidence.
All right, in our next segment here, we're going to talk about...
He's a good host.
We're going to talk about...
He's not even the host. I'm the host, and he's...
Rad guys.
We're going to talk about Christmas.
Christmas time is the best time of the year.
Guys, can I tell a story?
Yes.
About Christmas time.
I love stories, and I love Christmas time. Let's hear it.
So, one time, I came back from school, and my teacher put my card on red because I was talking. And we played musical chairs, and I pulled the chair away from somebody because it was my chair. So we finished playing musical chairs, and then afterwards I cried, and she put my card to purple, which purple is the worst color.
Wait, purple's worse than red?
Yeah.
Whoa. Like purple. Purple's a good color, though.
Okay, but it's worse than red.
Okay.
And then I came home, and my mommy said the teacher called, and I told her no, she didn't, and she said yes, she did. And I cried, and she told me, if you don't be good, Santa Claus is not going to come and give you anything for Christmas, and you're going to be on his naughty list, and then afterwards, I never got on purple.
That's great. You really turned your life around for the better.
Exactly.
You know, you went after your goals, you went after Christmas time, and that's the beauty of Santa.
I succeeded.
Know? Santa, he motivates young children.
You look at me like I was Santa. Did you point at me? Am I Santa now?
You can be.
Are you?
Am I Santa?
You can be Santa if
you're Santa.
Here's the thing.
Oh,
you know? You know, I think the people who are under 12 right now should close their ears because we're going to say some stuff.
No.
Okay, you guys can do whatever you want, but I think Santa is actually whoever you want him to be, you know?
Like, kind of like God?
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie, that ass. So, like, when I was like, little.
Hey, speak up.
I would, you know.
Rad guess.
So, like, I would pray
to Santa?
So, I would pray. I would be like, you know, Lord. Please, you know, watch over my family and everything, you know, do all this, you know, like a normal player, right?
So butter the toast.
But at the end, right, you know, you gotta say,
yeah, what's your best guy?
Shoot.
Get back. We're getting freaking hacked.
Sorry, guys, we're getting hacked.
I'm just trying.
Some dude named Google Chrome.
Anyways, so, like, you know, you gotta pray to, like, God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit, right? Because he's right next to Jesus.
Yeah.
And then right next to them is Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So you pray to Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Hello, kids.
Who the frick is this?
You know, I used to pray sometimes when I needed something.
We're in the studio right now recording.
You're in the studio.
There's a soundproof wall.
Soundproof wall.
Okay.
If you step past that line, you're gay. And now you can't.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with being gay, by the way.
No, we didn't step past any line.
Okay.
I used to believe. If you step past that line, you're gay.
It works every time.
Works like a charm. Look at you step past this line right here.
Okay. Story time. So, hey, we are positive vibes only. This is a Radcast, bro.
Radcast.
Positive vibes.
It's 11. We just passed 11-11.
11-11.
Radcast, my 11-11.
Nice.
So, I used to pray, right? And I'm like, if I had three wishes, for some reason, this made it in the prayer. I would ask for end of world hunger. I'd ask for, like,
He said three wishes.
I would ask for Pokemon to be real.
Nice.
And then three more wishes.
My mom took my Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I had to sell mine.
Imagine not playing the games and just getting the cards.
This whole podcast is literally kindergarten. I can't lie.
Radcast.
You know, it's going to Spotify.
So, welcome to the Kindergarten Podcast here.
Are you making fun of the Radcast?
I'm on the Radcast. Why would I make fun of them?
You're making fun of Radcast.
You know, we just hit 12 minutes. That's a lot of minutes. That's six twice. That's three, four times.
That's two, six times.
You're right.
That's a lot of fingers.
I can't count it on my two
That's
fingers.
More than two hands.
I can't count it on my two
That
fingers.
Is more than two hands.
Okay.
Why the frick are all these people coming?
They're not...
You step past that line, you're gay.
Sorry. A lot of people are coming by and...
Oh, I got an 89 on my biology AOC.
It actually fits.
Why the frick is everybody here?
Okay, Ad.
Okay, what?
Hello, and we're back.
Radcast.
I was going to put an ad here, but it said it couldn't play. And I don't need money anyways, because...
Freaking money.
Yeah, money. Like, what the heck? So... Aiden, when we were on the break, he brought up a very good point.
Whales in Africa.
Yeah, let him.
Can we talk about the very serious problem in whales in Africa? Since there is no water, this is a very, very...
Like, what the frick is in even Africa?
I think everywhere deserves to have whales.
They're whaling for a good time.
I mean, if you had known us, you know, before, we created a phone for whales. And, you know...
Yeah, the Benny Boy.
Where are all the whales? Would you like to speak on the topic?
Listen, if Africa is doing so bad, why don't we just delete it?
We don't need it. Wait, no. What's the
delete?
Delete right there. Backspace.
We just backspace it. We don't need it. It's taking up space.
You know, I feel like the people should just go to Mexico.
Exactly. Like, if it's so bad in Africa, just move.
Go to Mexico.
Just swim across. We're right there.
Yeah, they don't have water.
It's like you're asking for it.
They don't have water. Just drink the ocean water.
Exactly. Like you said, they all have water, but you're literally surrounded by water.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
You're literally a peninsula. Like,
I didn't know about that.
Peninsula. I think they're peninsula. If you think about it, the whole world is an island.
Isn't it flat?
Yes.
Radcast.
The world is not flat.
Radcast.
The world is
hey,
not flat.
Hey, if the
actually,
world is not flat, then you don't
the
believe
world
in God.
Is a freaking cube.
Because Minecraft, I was about to say, because Minecraft showed me that. I remember this one time, I was watching Sky the Kid RS, also known as Sky Does Minecraft, and he was playing with House Owner, which is also known as Ross, and they played this mod where you can go out of space and you can go to the moon, and they went to the moon, and then they looked back at Earth, and it was a cube.
Good story. Radcast!
This
is so podcast. Radcast!
It sounds really. You know.
Who are you?
This
are
brings
you
me
the
back
studio?
To negativity.
Go home. Get out of the studio.
Negativity,
bro.
We do not like.
No, I am the most negative man in the world.
Can we get security in here?
Hey, security!
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 Bang!
Rami! You're our security. Get him out of here.
Hey, sorry about this. Security is coming to neutralize the target.
Positive only. Broadcast.
No, we're going to send it to Ad right now. This is going so much.
Ad break. Thank you guys for joining in on Radcast.
Radcast.
This has been Aiden, Rami, George, and now Crystal and Rami.
Very nice.
No, not Khalid. Bye. See you next episode.